President Trump had more harsh words on immigration today, tweeting this morning that U.S. border laws are very weak. And yesterday, the president told reporters he's sending the military to the front line.
We are going to be doing some things. I've been speaking with General Mattis. We're going to be doing things militarily. Until we can have a wall and proper security, we're going to be guarding our border with the military.
The president has also made a number of statements this week criticizing the way Mexico handles migrants coming across its southern border with Guatemala. And here to look at all of this is Eric Olson. He's deputy director of the Latin American program at the Woodrow Wilson Center in Washington. Eric, welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
What do you think of President Trump's plans to send the military to the border?
Well, on the one hand, it's not unprecedented. I personally don't think it's all that necessary. Most of the problems are being handled now at the border by Border Patrol agents. We have 16,000 Border Patrol agents on the U.S.-Mexican border. But, you know, other presidents, including President Obama and George W. Bush, have also sent National Guardsmen to the border, and wouldn't be unusual.
But let's provide some context for those times, because the condition at the border was very different.
Yeah. I mean, Obama sent them basically because there was a perceived crisis from drug trafficking at the time, and it was back up to border agents at that point. And likewise, George W. Bush sent them at a time when violence, particularly in border cities like Tijuana and Ciudad Juarez, were astronomical.
Hmm. I want to play some tape here from Mexico's ambassador to the U.S., Geronimo Gutierrez. He told NPR's All Things Considered yesterday that Mexico is, in fact, taking action to address illegal border crossings.
If you look at some figures of the past years, you will see that Mexico has repatriated a very large number of Central Americans that enter Mexico through our southern border. Just in 2016, that number was around, I think, 153,000 people.
Eric, I want to get your impressions there, because it does go against something that President Trump has been claiming this week, that Mexico is doing very little, if not nothing, to stop people flowing into Mexico along its southern border. What do you think of that?
Yeah, there seems to be this misimpression that Mexico is not only doing nothing but almost encouraging people to come and flow into the United States. Nothing could be further from the truth. Look at it. In January and February of this year, Mexico detained and deported over 15,000 Central Americans. In 2015, Mexico deported more Central Americans than the United States did.
Hmm.
So to say that Mexico is ignoring this problem or you know, sitting around with its arms crossed and encouraging people in the United States does not match with the facts on the ground. There's an aggressive policy in Mexico to deal with this problem.
Speaking of facts on the ground, I know you've been to Mexico's southern border. What does it look like and how porous is it?
Well, in some ways, it's similar to the U.S.-Mexico border in that there are vast areas that are open with very little infrastructure, roads, very little people living there. It's very sparsely populated. There are official border crossing areas that are well controlled. But there are obviously other areas where people are involved in contraband and other kinds of trafficking where they cross. That's illegal, like it happens in the United States. Mexico does not have a border patrol.
Huh.
The security perimeter on the border is mostly in the hands of the Mexican military and in particular the Mexican Navy. And they have a very strong presence in that area. And there's not an open border policy. There's not a looking the other way. Mexico has, you know, built infrastructure and has focused on improving that situation.
And Mexico is getting help from the United States, which is worth pointing out. The U.S. gives many millions of dollars to Mexico for immigration enforcement. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, this has been very much a part of the U.S. security assistance program for Mexico. Well over $100 million has been destined or designated for use on the Mexican-Guatemalan border. So they support what Mexico is trying to do in that area, providing intelligence, communications equipment, They have given X-ray technology, even canine units. Hmm. There's a lot that goes on to strengthen the capacity of Mexico to ensure and protect its borders.
Well, in your opinion, is the United States getting a return on that investment? Is it working?
Yes, I think it is. I think there's a lot of ways in which Mexico has been trying to take control of the flow of undocumented migrants in Central America coming through. Here's the problem, however. People are leaving Central America because of the violence, because of the desperate poverty. And so many of them actually may not have the documents to enter the country, but should be allowed to file for political asylum. In Mexico and in the United States, we've seen over a 300% increase in Central Americans seeking asylum in Mexico. That's really important. And Mexico has tried to expand its capacity to receive Central Americans and look at their asylum claims, just like the United States has.
We're speaking with Eric Olson. He's deputy director of the Latin American program at the Woodrow Wilson Center in Washington. And Eric, you bring up a very good point about asylum, and it's related to this caravan that's got everybody's attention now in the news. That's making its way up from Central America to the U.S. border. And we're learning now that some of the migrants in this caravan were given transit documents by the Mexican government. They are allowed to stay in Mexico now for 20 days as they make their way to the U.S. border. Others have gotten papers so that they can apply for Mexican residency visas or asylum. I mean, what's your impression, as this has become so politicized, about the way that Mexico is handling this caravan?
Well, they are trying to distinguish between those who may have a legitimate claim for asylum, and that's the 20-day permit that they're given to stay and make their case. That's not a free pass to go to the United States. I think there's a lot of misconception about that. Mm-hmm. Others, of course, don't have a real well-founded fear of persecution, which is the standard, and they will likely be returned if they're in the custody of the Mexican authorities. But this is a key point. There is an obligation for Mexico. There is an obligation for the United States to allow migrants to make their case if they feel they fear for their lives if they're returned.
I just wonder how Mexico treats asylum seekers. You know, is it as difficult in Mexico to be granted permission for asylum as it is, say, in the United States?
It is not an easy thing. The numbers I've seen is that roughly 1 out of 10 cases or asylum seekers receive asylum in Mexico. It's not an automatic. It's not like you present a case and they give you asylum immediately. Hmm. So it's not just a simple thing. It's not a rubber stamp. And in fact, a lot of migrant rights advocates in Mexico say Mexico is not doing enough to protect those migrants who have legitimate claims to protection. The same thing that people say in the United States.
We'll put all of this into context if you could. The reason we're talking about this is because the president claims that a rush of migrants are headed to the border. In fact, we know that we are at a 45-year low for Border Patrol arrests. You know, that's important to point out. And I wonder if you think it is going to stay that way.
I think it likely will. There's always going to be pressure or push factors from Central America that compel people to seek asylum outside of the country because of extreme violence in their region. But the reality is that the numbers are down, are going down. The numbers of unaccompanied minors, children under the age of 18, apprehended at the U.S. border is down 36% so far this fiscal year.
And you think they'll stay down?
I suspect they will. I mean, you know, the natural rhythm of things is that they go up for a few months, then they go back down. But in general, they have been down. The numbers of Mexicans going to the United States is way down, as you pointed out. We're actually at net zero migration, more Mexicans leaving the United States than entering. And this appears to be a long-term trend.
Yeah. And as we know, it's all about how the economy of both countries are doing. Eric Olson, Deputy Director of the Latin American Program at the Woodrow Wilson Center in Washington. Eric, thanks for your insight.
My pleasure. Thank you.